Welcome to the Broski Doodles podcast, the best podcast in all of the land. It's your boy, Higo Flo, Higo Cervantes, the guy with the accent. And on the other side of the world is the other guy with the accent. Probably thicker. I mean, look at his face. Of course it is. And as
what
always...
What thicker on myself?
Damn. That's fire right there. Girls say they prefer thickness and length. The girth.
Well, I have both.
Oh, shit. I don't give a boo. I mean, you're looking cute. You got a nice shirt. Today's your birthday, so happy birthday.
It's my party.
Are you getting ready to go out tonight for your birthday?
I don't know what I'm going to do. I know my partner. I love when teachers say that shit. Oh, no, because my partner. You're like, what the fuck?
Lesbian.
I think my partner is baking a cake for me.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Is she good at that? Are you self-conscious about it because you are a cook and she is not?
Great question. I had to jump in because I wanted to.
That's what I actually was referring to. Like, you couldn't hold yourself from just letting it do it, right? You have to be like, hey, how much sugar did you put in that shit? Are you fucking crazy?
Literally, that was me yesterday. And then there was one step that we made from scratch. And we followed a recipe. And when I said we, I meant me. I followed the recipe. And she was mad because she wanted to do it herself.
Right.
And I kind of fucking spoiled it because I wanted to do it myself.
Right. It's a problem, right? Like, you don't want to do something for someone who's like a pro at doing that thing you're doing for them. Right?
Right. I don't want to build computers for people who...
are pros. Right.
Right. Okay.
And what is it? Did she make a cake that you specifically like, or are you sort of very flexible with the cakes that you eat?
I'm very flexible in that sense. I'm still thick. I'm very flexible. I like chocolate cakes. So okay. She knows that already. So she went for that. But one of my favorite cakes is actually carrot cake.
Oh, word?
And I was hoping she would do that. But then I saw she was taking out the chocolate and I knew where she was going. But carrot cake, if the cheese, the cream cheese frosting is right, everything's perfect on the cake. That what makes a carrot cake the best cake? It's definitely the cheesecake.
The frosting.
Cream cheese frosting.
Okay. No, carrot cake, I mean, it's like an acquired taste. I like it these days. So it's nice. My favorite is cakes that have caramel. I'm not a huge chocolate guy. So caramel. Or recently I've been liking a lot of cheesecake. And recently it was a birthday in one of my family members. And they bought them a pistachio cheesecake, which was fucking insanely good.
Did it taste like pistachios?
Yeah, it was like really... You know how sometimes they try to put pistachio, but it's not really pistachio. It's just sugar with a little bit of coloring. No, this was pistachio where you could feel it. You can really taste it. It's not super sweet, but just sweet enough. And then with the cheesecake and the cookie at the bottom, it was just amazing. I fucking loved it.
Now, I have to ask.
Ask?
What was the color of the cake, of the cheesecake?
Well, off-white, I guess.
Okay, it's, you know, pistachios are not green.
Yeah, but the pistachio was on top.
Oh, it wasn't integrated into the cheesecake.
Right. So the cheesecake was on its own, and then on top, it had the what do you call it? The frosting, I guess. Not the frosting, but the topping.
Right.
It was
the crumbles.
Yeah, it was some of the crumbles of the pistachio, but also like a cream made from the pistachio.
Oh, maybe put some shells for decoration and then not tell you about it. You eat it and then you bust a tooth.
I mean, you could die from a shell in your throat. I don't know what you're talking about. No, but it did have little shavings of pistachio. Not the shell, but the pistachio.
Shavings?
Yeah.
Damn.
No, this was made like at a place.
Oh, like okay. It was bought. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
it was bought, but from like a, you know, a reputable... Right, pistachio cheesecake provider.
It's not from Kiko's counter.
Right. It's not from like Mercadona. It's not from like the supermarket.
Actually, I just thought about it. We can have a like a little coffee shop called Kiko's counter.
Damn, I like it.
Just coming up with ideas.
and people can go there and make a community of like with the other people
that just celebrates in June.
Right. The community that celebrates in June, July.
Right.
I think in Madrid is July. You know, the big celebration.
Right. I don't know. I say June just for a month. Because I know it's in the summer. The gays love the summer. So
yeah, the gays love the summer because you can go out with very little clothes.
I remember in San Francisco, there was a thing that goes on every year in the gay part of town. And a lot of people would go naked.
Okay.
Or with like, you know, how can I say it? You know, the actually plastic. It just wrapped your junk in plastic. And then they would go out. I've never been. This is all the stories that I heard.
Right. I'm sure. Okay. And
maybe I was that.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm cool with the gays, right? My ex-boyfriend was gay. I have no issue. But when it's like, oh, let's just all go naked. To me, that's like, yeah, that's not really you pushing your little agenda in the right direction, right? It's sort of like when they do like the marijuana parade. And, you know, I've been part of that community. Right now, I'm taking a hiatus, but I've been part of that community.
And Are you still going to be part of that community?
Yeah, I'm still going to be part of the community.
Okay.
Like, I get my card stamped every, like, 2-3 weeks, meaning I consume it, you know, every, like, 2-3 weeks, just so that I can be part of the community still. Because if you go more than 2 months without it, then the community is like, okay, get the fuck out of here. You know, go to the AA meetings or whatever the fuck you do.
Right, right.
But whenever I've been to parades, you know, the marches for like, you know, legalization, the people there, when you see them, you're like, oh yeah, this is why it's not becoming legal, because you guys are retards. Like, you guys are the stereotype of like Cheech and Chong, you know, the Pineapple Express, instead of just being normal, you know. So I think that happens too with the gay parade, where it's like you go too far. Like, you know, keep it a little more, you know, conservative.
Wasn't that a song from My Chemical Romance?
Stop the Gays. Oh, no. That was sorry. I think that's a different album. Anyways.
So maybe that's my hobby, the marijuana community. I'm not part of it right now.
You're not? Are you part of it literally right now?
No.
They don't call you Benjamin Franklin for no reason, right? The thing is, the community of the Mary Jansky to me feels a little bit like, is that really a community? Because if your whole hobby or community is based just on consuming it, to me, I find that childish. I've been that person, right? Where like my group of friends were my friends simply because we all consumed it. It wasn't because we like clicked personality wise or we had the same sort of interest in things. So as you grow older, the Mary Jansky consumption should be an add-on to whatever it is that you already do. And I think that's something that's missing in some people's dynamics.
I think with that, with the devil's lettuce, I think, you know, the whole purpose of it is to ingest it, consume it.
Right.
So whatever meeting you're going to do, that's what you're going to do. Smoking it, eating it, whatever the fuck those people do.
Yeah, but to me, that should be like an extra thing. Like, you should already be having fun and have good interactions with the people. And then the Mary Jansky just adds to that and makes it a little bit more pleasant and more funny.
Interesting. I mean, I think my way of seeing it is that community is just that. Oh, I have a blunt.
Yeah, but that's so you add to the bad stereotype of it.
Right, but you're not going to click on music. Because all of them, you know, listen to the same shit and they don't take showers. So you're not going to click on that. You're going to click on the Indica Sativa discussion and who has the best pipe. I don't know. I've never been to one of those.
No, it shows because that's literally like the most retarded stereotype I've heard of, like, potheads. Like, yeah, bro, we just look at each other's bongs and we see who has the cooler one. Like, what are you, in ninth grade?
So what are you going to do? Oh, because I remember in San Francisco, where it's legal in the whole state, they would have this community like, oh, let's go running with a joint. So they're running along the park with, you know, a joint or whatever the, they smoke it out of.
I mean, that, to me, that's just a casual Tuesday, but yeah, sure.
But then you're getting together with your homies.
Yeah. No, I mean, this is the thing. Again, if you have homies that you already like and you smoke to make it a little more fun.
This is a Facebook group that you just fucking found because you were bored.
Okay. I think that's a problem. I don't think that's like, I don't think those are the requirements you should be looking for to find friends. Right now, I understand you don't have any friends in Miami.
Damn. But you,
now, I'll be honest with you. When I first arrived in Madrid 10 years ago, I had heard of marijuana clubs.
Okay.
Which are not legal or illegal. They're in the gray area. And we would go, I would go to these private clubs. I would become part of them where I could consume the devil's lettuce. But I would also make acquaintances with the people that were there. So in a way, I'm being a little hypocritical because I did become a community with the people there that we were just smoking. And yeah, we'll have conversations, but the main thing that we did was get high. Now, I've evolved. I don't do that anymore. I don't go to a place and just make friends with people that are smoking as well. I hang out with my friends that I like. And then from time to time, we visit the devil's lettuce to make it a little more, you know, pleasant, more enjoyable. And I think that's how you should look at it as well. I mean, I'm not here to, you know, give moral direction to anybody. Who the fuck am I? But
well, you that's we talked about this. Like, you can't put or bring together different groups of friends, right? We've talked about this before. I think you're putting it in a way where you're bringing something to a group of friends that maybe 90% of them don't partake on it. Mm. And that makes it awkward.
Yeah, but I think then those aren't the friends you should have. Like,
so you're like saying that your friends should be cool with you taking a joint?
Yeah, like I have a really good friend, right? That he actually got me recently into another hobby, which is Magic the Gathering, a card game, right? Like Yu-Gi-Oh! But for actual adults. And I was going to show you a bunch of things that I got because I'm going hard into the hobby, right? And you know, I do the weed Kalinsky, you know, the cannabicals, you know, the devil's lettuce. And he doesn't. And he's from the Netherlands, right? Like, that's where they do it.
Right.
But he tells me when he does it, he goes to sleep and throws up. So anyways, whenever I'm with him, he's cool with me doing it. And he's never like, oh my God, really? Like, oh my God, no, because he's a good friend, an adult, a fucking mature person. If you have friends that get annoyed because you're, you know, smoking a little whiskey or hitting the Penjaminsky, then those aren't your friends. Those are retards. Now, this is not the same this is not the same if you were doing other substances. In those cases, I myself wouldn't want to hang out with somebody that's like, you know, doing crack, because the activities that he's going to be about are going to be very different from mine. Right. In my case, with my friend, we can still go to the bar. We can still go to wherever we're going to go, play some magic.
Functional.
Yeah, functional, but I do my little devil's lettuce that I put on my sandwich. Boom. That's a little code word for smoking a blunt.
I was going to say, I had something to tell you, but I forgot. But anyways, maybe the devil's lettuce is going to bring you together with, you know, the people that you hang out at the club, at the Whiskey Club.
Right.
So you're going to go there, you know, you're going to smoke a joint. And then that's how you start, you know, finding new people, trying to find people who has the same interests as you. Maybe you have some people there who play magic, but then that'll be a secondary addition to the friendship or to the relationship. Because, you know, on Wednesdays, you guys are going to hang out at El Porro Bar.
Club. No, I mean, look at it this way. From those people that I've met in those clubs, which have been very nice people, I don't hang out with anyone and I don't relate to any of them today. So
because
that just shows
you, different.
Yeah, but it just shows you that just because you guys smoke weed doesn't mean that you guys are going to click on everything else. And I think, okay, you can share a blunt, but then if conversations aren't interesting past that and activities that you guys do aren't shared, then at the end it's not like, we think that it's a click because when we were younger, just having somebody that smoked too was kind of a click because back then nobody smoked and the ones that did were kind of outcasted. Right, we had friends that didn't do anything, and they saw us like, "God damn, these guys are like, you know."
But druggies. I was always I was always in the in between because I was hang out with you, and then I would hang out with the people who didn't, and then the people who didn't would always talk shit
about me or about you,
about both. People who would do the right. letters.
Well, and you were a cool cat, because you didn't smoke back then. You were very, the times that we tried it, you would just fall asleep, so you didn't like it, but you wouldn't mind me doing it, and it would actually be interesting to you. Now that you're a pothead, what do you think?
I'm a functional person.
Right, right. No, I mean, you're a responsible father and all.
I don't think, at least where I'm at now, I don't think that'll be like a hangout thing. I think now it's still living in a city like Miami rather than San Francisco. Over there, it's in San Francisco, it's very
open,
whatever. Right. So I would work at restaurants. And then if you guys need to go on a smoke break, not a cigarette break, you guys can't. So it's like pretty open. And we would talk about it with our boss, and our boss would tell you, you know, she would partake in certain activities.
That's a little crazy, but okay.
Right. And then you come back to a place like Miami where it's not fully legal.
Right. Only for medical purposes.
Only for medical purposes. And then
it's which, by the way, you have glaucoma.
Right, right, right.
As per the Florida education.
Status, right, right. Yeah. And then now here, everybody's very
secretive about it. Or,
right. And then...
Right, it's a Republican state too. So, you know, the Republicans, you know, they're pretty gay when it comes to weed. We have the best. Okay, sorry.
Can you imagine Trump
flipping on that? He's like, we have the best marijuana in the world.
California is just the best.
I know the guys. I know all of the guys.
I would love to be in a conversation with Trump on a couple of joints down. Like he's already two joints deep when I get in. And then we could have a smooth conversation.
I think he's more into like the uppers, like Ritalin or methamphetamines. But anyways.
It'll be nonstop talking for him.
Yeah, he already doesn't stop, so.
So here in Miami, I feel like it still has the same mystical thing that he had back when we were in high school. Before, it was like hidden. You would hide it from your parents, from your friends, from people you would know, and do it, you know, hiding under the bridge, right, close to the canal.
Really good Red Hot Chili Peppers song, but also where we would smoke, literally under the bridge.
Right. Or our homie's house that...
Right. That his parents didn't care about him.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So here it has the same aura. Like that still happens. You don't see people on the street. Maybe you do. I haven't seen it, but, you know, with a joint. That's not normal here. And then people are very iffy about it. Like, oh, what's the smell?
Right.
It smells terrible.
Like, bitch, it smells amazing. Shut the fuck up. But okay, I get it.
So, you know, it has that little, oh shit, you're hiding.
It's frowned upon.
Right. Sometimes when I eat some of the lettuce, some of the Caesar salad, and I do it in the streets, a lot of cops drive by. I actually live very close to a cop. A school
like a cop,
actually.
Or, a school cop, okay.
School cop. So, like, yesterday I was eating a Caesar salad, and some, like the sirens of the car went off. And I'm not going to lie to you.
You got scared.
I jumped. Right, I jumped a little bit.
You have the paranoia of it.
Right. But in San Francisco, fuck it.
Right.
It's whatever.
It's not even a thing. Like, but in San Francisco, you can even eat the Caesar salad in the street?
So they do have rules.
Okay, right. It's not like a free-for-all.
It's not like a free-for-all, but it's very open still.
They're very lenient.
Right. You shouldn't do it at a park. But you go to a park, it smells like fucking, you know, anchovies from the Caesar salad.
I mean, you shouldn't do it, but when you go to a park, that's sort of nature is inviting you.
The whole point.
Right, like, right.
Sometimes you go to the beach and you just ask your neighbor for a couple of bites or a lighter.
Oh, okay. A couple of bites of the Caesar salad that was made with the lettuce that grows in the devil's garden.
Correct.
Okay.
But I do, it does have that mythical high school sensation. Or sometimes when you go to a dispensary here in Florida, it still is,
it's secretive. Shady,
secretive.
Like, it's almost like you're hitting up like a drug dealer.
Right. It's very low key, at least to the one I've seen.
There's a code. Claw.
Right, you have to touch and then, you know, say the magic or the password.
Who are you? Oh, look, 356 hashtag 4L. All right, come in.
Down and dirty, that's the password. And then just open the little...
Right, yeah, the visor. Right. Like a speakeasy in Chicago.
It's very secretive. And then when you go in, it just, you know... It's not as loud as I would see in California, for example.
In California, they were fucking dancing and shit.
Right. And then I remember they have, every single dispensary has a bouncer.
Mm.
Like a club has a bouncer, the dispensary has a bouncer. They check your ID. And then it's usually either a big Mexican or a big black guy who's sitting outside.
And that's nothing to do with race. It's just...
No. Just letting you guys know what to expect.
Right.
You know, Kiko has never been to the dispensary in California. I'm just trying to paint the picture.
Right.
They call me Bob Ross.
Yeah, Bob Ross. There's a picture. You got to paint it. There's a canvas. I need to visualize it. You paint that for me.
So, you know, you sometimes you have a line and then you have a big Mexican guy. And you give him your ID. They're like, oh, you're of age. You're in luck. Sometimes they try to be funny and you don't know how to act because you don't know if this is a funny situation. sometimes the bouncer checks you and then you have to go to like a register so they can like put you in the system. Mm. And then they're like, oh, go through the door and talk to Jaime.
Right.
Jamie for the homies in San Francisco.
Yeah, for the White Walkers.
And he'll be waiting for you. Just, you know, let him know what you want. And then it's funny because the ones in San Francisco, it's like going to McDonald's. They have a dollar menu system and pictures and iPads. You don't have to talk to anyone if you don't like.
Okay, it's a lot more streamlined. It's kind of like just going to Chipotle.
Right. Sometimes you go to the counter, you're like, I want the tortilla and the lettuce and, you know, the keef.
But sometimes you just order from the little app, from the little screen. But in Florida, it's a little bit more sneaky doodle. It's a little bit more, you feel a little more dirty, would you say?
Dirty, for sure. It does feel dirty. Even though it's
legal.
Legal.
Well, I mean, don't do that. It is legal. For you, it's legal. You have an illness.
Medicinal. Right. I go in the small yellow bus.
You have an illness, and this helps you with that illness.
Right. So I'm not against it, but it does feel weird here.
Like, do they have a bouncer here too?
No.
I don't think they need it because everybody's carrying. All right. Go on.
No bouncers, just people who treat you like shit.
Treating?
Yeah.
Damn, that's fucked up. It's not festive. It's not nice. It's not a good vibe.
This place I've been to, it has like metal rock on the speakers. Damn. Okay. It's not inviting.
It's like, hey, get your shit and get the fuck out.
Exactly. It's just like, go in, go out.
I don't like that.
And that has, I feel that, you know what, Trump, just legalize it everywhere.
Yeah, just legalize it. If Trump wants people to like him, just legalize it.
Can you imagine the people in California? Well, it's already legal there.
Yeah, it's already legal there. It's been legal since like the 994 or something.
But I mean, in the whole country.
Yeah.
Just go to like somewhere in Tennessee and grab, you know.
In Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy? Like, you could be in San Francisco or even Florida now, but then if you go to Texas, you go to fucking jail for 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah. That's nuts.
That's
but,
crazy.
You know, Uruguay has like a complete legalization of it. But also, there's only 3 million people in that country. It's a very small country.
I think even Chile.
Let's look it up.
Countries where weed is legalized. I think Thailand might have changed something recently. Or Indonesia. Not sure.
Let's look it up.
Canada, Netherlands. It says Spain.
That's bullshit.
Different to other countries in Europe because it
there's
does
loopholes
not
in Spain, but it's not legal.
It does not distinguish between recreational and medical. Mexico. Okay, so it gives you countries where it's somewhat legal.
Where?
All right, legal. Canada, states of the certain states of the U.S., Mexico. Apparently, it's legal. Uruguay,
Mexico,
the Netherlands,
legal.
South Africa.
South Africa's legal.
Legal only for medical uses. Okay, so for medical, it does change, like Colombia, Brazil.
Right. No, but search again for recreational purposes, because medically, it paints a picture that's not really. It doesn't show you the real picture, because there's places that have medicinal, like Israel, but you have to like be, you know, in a certain condition.
Okay. So countries with legalized recreational cannabis.
Exactly.
Uruguay, Georgia, South Africa, Canada, Malta, Luxembourg, Germany, and the Czech Republic.
Oh, shit. Malta is very near. It's an island in the Mediterranean.
Oh,
that could be an option.
That's your next.
That's where I'm going. I need to find a job. Actually, yes. In my old job, a girl found a job there. So maybe she was looking for that, you know, lettuce.
In Malta?
Yeah.
Damn.
Malta is also like a tax evasion place. Anyways.
Right.
I didn't want to talk this shit, but.
And then states in the U.S., there's more states. It's just recreational.
What are the states that recreational is allowed now? Obviously, San Francisco, I think Colorado.
Yeah, it's almost all of them, yeah. Let's see. Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado. And then New York.
Arizona.
Yeah, New York, Massachusetts, Rhode Island. Like, there's a lot of states.
That's nice.
But for example, like somewhere like Alabama, it's legal, but medically. Same with Texas. But I guess you would
Texas
have to carry.
Medically, okay.
Right. Yeah, I guess you would have to carry your card everywhere so you can.
Right. Otherwise, it shoot you in the face.
Right. Oh, I would have thought that Hawaii was one of the legal ones, but I guess not.
No?
It's just
come
medical.
On, dude. What the fuck, bro?
Come on, bro.
I thought Hawaii was just like chill, bro.
Let's eat some spam. Let's surf and smoke a joint.
They eat spam?
Yeah.
Why?
They have a... I don't know. They're Asian.
Yeah, but is spam Asian?
Do you know what spam is?
It's like a... just different cuts of pork made into like a block of meat.
Yeah, it's like lunch meat. They would put this in our sandwiches in middle school.
Okay, I didn't know like the Asians were big on spam.
I think it's more like Pacific Asia.
Okay,
but Asia like Korea and I think Japan also uses it.
Really, and spam is an American product.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, I think
it is.
The concept of making spam, like even Russia made a version of it, but the actual brand spam, I think it's American.
It is American.
Okay.
It's pork shoulder and ham with salt water and potato starch, sugar, and sodium nitrate. So
yeah, it's all good. Very good. Do you know what's the story of spam, how it came about?
Do you know it?
Yeah, of course. I'm not asking. You know, the reason
I
is
you wanted me to look it up.
No. The reason is, I mean, I might be mistaken, but I'm almost certain. For the war in World War II, they needed canned goods that they could send and that they could last a long time. So they created spam, which was a protein source that you could can and send it. You know, so they did, and that's how spam came about. People liked it, and then they continued to eat it.
So spam, it's short for Special Army Meat.
Oh, is that for real?
Yeah.
God damn it, bro. Sometimes I'm impressed with like
Good with all those fun facts.
Yeah, the little factoids, you know.
All the knowledge that I may not need, you have.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't serve me for anything else, right? But at least to impress our listeners and, you know, give them a little bit of that knowledge. Because people, you know, listen to the podcast, obviously, for the funs, right? For the shits and giggles.
Always.
But they also like a few factoids that they can use in a little party. Maybe they go see their, you know, father-in-law, who's a little fucking, you know, asshole. And they want to throw in some factoids so he can shut the fuck up, you know?
Do you have another fact that you could... Let's say I was yours. Apparently, you can say that now.
You can? I have a little fag right here under the table, sucking my deal. That's a fact, though.
What? Let's say I was your significant other dad. Okay. And you're trying to make an impression with, you know, your facts. Yeah. Can you throw a couple?
Do you want me to throw another factoid your way? Please. I'm reading a book on money, right? On like how money came about. And did you know that, like, when they first created credit, credit, it came about in the Roman times.
Just remember that I'm your significant other's dad.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to impress me. Don't tell me that bullshit story.
What do you mean? That was a fucking fire story. I mean, that is how my father-in-law would react, right? Like, what the fuck are you saying? Credit? Are you fucking gay? Are you gay?
Throw the facts. Let's go.
So look, did you know, father-in-law, that aside from fucking your daughter, I'm also knowledgeable in how money came about. And one of the things that moved civilization forward was the creation of credit. Because credit is what puts a price on money in the future. And that's what allows people to lend money. Because the lender is going to make interest on that loan. And the ones that receives the loan is going to create a business venture that's going to give them also money back as a profit. So this was all needed for humanity to continue. People that innovate, they need a credit loan. And people that have resources need to lend it out to make an interest on it. So it's actually what drove innovation. People think it was just technological advances, which it was. But those technological advances came about because there was credit available through the banking system. In this case, in the Roman Empire, that's when it started. But then it evolved into a much more robust system that allowed civilization to move forward.
Interesting.
That's a fire factoid right there. I don't know why you're talking to Matt Shedness. You know that was fire.
So you're expecting to marry my daughter after this shit? What are we doing here?
So I'm hoping you use condoms because I don't want a fucking grandson from you. What is this? And what's up with that accent? You're not from around here, boy, are you?
You don't like the Dallas Cowboys?
Aren't you supposed to be getting deported right now by the fucking commander-in-chief?
Isn't your PTS over now?
Don't you got a garden to go take care of?
You know, grass cutting. Do you have a fun fact? How about we try a fun fact?
All right, let me give you a fun fact. Do you know why the Americans are called, I mean, some consider it negatively, I don't think it's negatively, gringos?
Please enlighten me.
Because in Cuba, when the army was getting there, the boxes that would bring supplies would say green, go. Green as in, you know, the army, and then go. And then the Cubans would look at it. And I think this happened also in Puerto Rico because, you know, it's a U.S. controlled land. They would see these boxes that say gringo and it just stuck to them. Oh, they're gringos. Is that fun enough or not? That's fucked up, you know. Like, I do a lot of research for these fun facts, you know.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. I thought it was the Mexicans, to be honest.
The Mexicans. Cubans. Oh, okay.
No, but I mean, the story is still the same. It's just the people where they were from.
Right. But I mean, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, Cubans, I mean, same come shit. On. You know, it's all beans.
And soon, Venezuelans. So. Right.
I mean, do you want me to give you another fun fact? Maybe a little more fun?
Is it fun?
I wanted to see what you thought of this. Like, I started getting into this new hobby. It's called Magic the Gathering. It's a card game that, yeah, that was the gayest of all. And I wanted to show you some of the gadgets that I have, right? Like, I bought a bunch of dices because you need, like, some dices to play the game.
I think you call it die.
Oh, that's cool. One of them is die.
That's a fun fact, bitch.
Right, but this... I mean, that's more like general knowledge. But what if I have a lot of them? Then they're dices, or no? Or no, a dice is one, and then die is many?
Let's see.
So anyway, yeah. I'll show my fucking
die people. Is a singular form. Dice then, is a correct plural.
Okay, so I have many dice. So dices is just for retards.
So the dices is grammatically incorrect.
Okay, that's great to know. So you have, you know,
different... Fun fact, bitch.
Fun fact, bitch. Fun fact, you fucking dumb.
Dude, it's not even like... Can you fucking just...
What are we looking at?
It's dice.
Oh,
I was trying to show the die, but my camera is not really focusing on it. But pretty much the they're different die. Die. Is it to remind me I should die for playing this fucking game? So I have the dices, and you know, you have different cards that you play. I like them to be holographic just because they're cooler and I'm a little kid. But now I've gotten into this hobby, and it's one of those things that like bring you a little bit purpose in life, because you know, I'm with another friend and we go through the cards. Oh, you think this one could work for my deck? Yeah, because this one will synergize with the other cards you have and can make it so that you can win the game. And I got my little deck box that you get, and then inside you put all the cards, and you know, they're pretty fucking cute and all. So I don't know, what do you think of this? Is this like a fun fact or right away the, you know, father-in-law would throw...
It's a fun fact about you.
Okay.
If I was your father-in-law, I would be like, you know.
Get the fuck out of my house, right? Okay.
But it's cool. I mean, can you play in with partners? Like my team against your team, my team of two or three against your team?
Yeah, I mean, you can play 1v1. You can also play three or four people all against each other. And there's also a format where you play two against two. So yeah, you can... It's like an orgy.
Sounds like a
sex
party.
Yeah, you can organize it however you want.
Can women partake?
Yeah, women can partake a certain days of the week.
I doubt there's a women community for...
Well, the other day we went to one of the shops, me and my friend, to play. Because in the shops, what they do is very smart. They sell you the cards and all the accessories, but they have tables where you can play. And we were going to go in. It wasn't open yet. And when it opened, like, we see a bunch of girls outside. And of course, you know, we're like, you know, oh, this is exciting. And then when we went in, they're like, oh no, all the tables are reserved for a women's event today. So we kind of had a little conundrum, a little dilemma, which is, you know, girls want equality these days, right?
Should girls be allowed?
But no, of course they're allowed. But should they have a day where they're exclusively only women can play? Because then, I mean, part of me understands, like, do we want them to be there also with other smelly guys? Because a lot of the people that play are smelly and don't take showers.
Winter's coming.
Isn't this against the whole equality thing? Right? What do you think?
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, like it was an event reserved, an all women's event.
It's like
event.
Women's Day, right?
Yeah, Women's Day.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Isn't every day Women's Day?
I don't know, but I had a little dilemma inside of me. Like, I mean, is this correct? Like, is this going against their own fucking agenda of feminism and equality?
Right. It makes sense. Why would you only have one day for women? When any day, a bunch of women can go play, and then you can also go play and look at what we have, you know?
Right, diversity.
And I don't know, it does make sense. Like, I don't see why you would have a Monday girls' night. You know, half
I mean,
off
I think
situation.
It makes I think it makes it discriminatory and exclusive to the rest of us, but also in this, you know, climate of the world that we live in now, what if I go and they're like, oh no, it's only women? And I tell them, right, with this face, yeah, but I'm a woman now. Do they have to let me in?
And seeing how communist Spain is, they
is that checkmate right there? Is that checkmate?
So in this case, my sign would say,
not gay. Right, right, right. Ironically, you would think it's gay, because but you're actually doing a reverse Uno. I like that.
Okay, and is this like a once a week women's situation?
I don't know. That was like a one off. But if you go to the calendar, every day is like a different format. So this day you play this format of the game. This other day you play this format of the game, because it's different formats.
So different. Okay, okay.
So it's a very complex game that was created, if I'm not mistaken, in 1994. So it's over 30 years. It's a very complex, very deep lore. Now they're mixing it in and bringing in characters from like recent IPs. So they have like Spider-Man and like Avatar and like Ninja Turtles, which the core players kind of find that to be a little gay, because they feel like it's going away from the realness of it. But in any case, I mean, what do you think? I mean, should it be, you know, discriminated like that? I mean, should we have separate places? I mean, I don't know. Should we have a Latino night and nobody else can go if they're not Latino? I mean, would they look at it the same way?
How would the Spaniards feel about Latino night?
They'll be like, anywhere? Yo, these fucking indigenous people are taking over. Now I can even play my card game.
Right, right.
So, damn. I don't know. Food for thought. Is that a fun fact? Is that a nice factoid? What do you think my father-in-law would say?
Are you throwing facts?
I mean, these are
women
facts.
Only have one day?
Yeah, I mean, it is a fact. It's a thing that happened and it's real.
Paint me a picture. At what time do you get into this place?
We've gone out, because, you know, in Spain, they have a thing where they close shops or anything at 2 and they open at 5 again. So we went at 5, right when it was opening. And when they told us that, we had to go to another shop to play, and we couldn't play in the one that we liked. So I felt a little bit like, okay, I thought, you know, it was all about equality. It was all about, you know, freedom, acceptance, diversity.
Do they offer food? Drinks, something?
They have, like, you can get a little, nothing crazy, like chips. You can buy little bags of chips, maybe a drink.
And how old are the majority of the people that go in there?
Well, to be honest, I would have thought they would have been older, because this is a very old game. But I would say maybe me and my friend were the older ones, but not by far. Like, I mean, we're around, you know, 36, 38. And the people there, I would say the average is around 30.
Okay, so not that young. No, they're not that old.
I mean, there are people that are like 21, 22, but I would say the average is more towards 30. Like, you could see around and there's people that are balding and also people that have the white hairs. So it's not little kids.
Okay. And
it's a mature audience.
It's the kind of people that go to that place. In the United States, would we meet friends with them just so if something happens, you know, nothing happens to us? Or they're all kind of people?
The fuck,
like, they're not going to bring a fucking AK-47 to the shop.
Well, I mean, in the US, of course, it's a little different, right? Here, not at all. It is a nerdy bunch. Right?
Okay.
It's a nerdy community. And I know it sounds stereotypical, but the stereotype is real here. Like, me and my friend, I mean, I don't want to sound like we're fucking all that, but when we go, you could see that we're not nerdy like them. You know what I mean?
Would people in that place gravitate more towards you or towards the other
when
kind?
You say people, which people? The ones that work there or like...
Or, you know, people who go there and kind of want to play, let's say, you know, they want to play against either you because you look cool or they want to go with the cool people who actually know how to...
I mean, I'm starting to know the game, so I'm very bad at it. I don't know. That's a good question. I would think that they would prefer to go with other nerdy guys because they are nerdy themselves. But I think once they get to know me, they find out, oh, he's also nerdy, but he's just a cool guy too. He fucks. You know?
But he fucks.
Yeah. He's nerdy. He's into these little things, you know. He likes to play video games. But that guy fucks. He uses it.
Right. Going back to our first theme, are you able to eat the Caesar salad there?
You're not able to smoke marijuana inside. You can speak like a big man. Your mom is not listening to this. No, you're not able to smoke inside. I would, if I wasn't taking a hiatus now, I would see it, you know, as feasible for me to smoke outside, get a little
right outside
high ski, and then go in and play Magic, and then I can get into the cards and really like get inspired.
Have you played on a higher note?
No, you know what? I actually, now that I remember, I stopped smoking and consuming because I also do vaporizer. Right when I started, to be honest with you, this was kind of like a replacement, because once you start stop doing the devil's lettuce, you start getting bored, because that would calm you down and you would like just vibe. So now I have to find things to do. And I think it coincided that once I stopped doing the devil's lettuce, I started getting into this hobby. So I haven't tried it in a higher note, which I think would be fire.
I was just going to say, I think it would be kind of cool to
definitely
go in already in a higher note and kind of see how that, like, maybe try it next time. You're saying you're doing it two or three times, you know, every two or three weeks. Maybe.
Yeah, every two or three weeks, I renew my weed card. Like last weekend, like a few days back, I went to a bar with a friend, and well, the guy I play Magic with and the other one that I play video games with, our little community. And we were having beers and shit. And then we got to a bar that I really liked. It's like very Spanish, you know, and we had vermouth and beer. And you know, sometimes when you drink, you don't really get that nice feeling, but sometimes you do. And this day we did. And at the end of the night, my friend, he goes outside with his vaporizer and he hits it. And I'm like, you know what? I feel good. Let me hit that shit. And I did. And it was a nice night. So, but I didn't play Magic there.
Well, that's on your to-do list.
Yeah.
Wake up, make it to next year's birthday, and play.
I mean, another thing we have, right? Like every month or so, or every 3 weeks, we get together in someone's houses, and that person hosts food and drinks, and we play Magic and other video games and you know, gay shit. So we have one coming up this weekend in a few days, and I'm supposed to have new decks arrive that me and my friend order, because you need to order them online so the cards can come in. So we will have those decks ready. So it will be a perfect night to renew my weed card and play in a higher note Magic the Gathering.
Is weed the best drug to consume before playing Magic, you think?
Probably not, because you're going to be even slower. Like, I'm already slow at the game, and this is going to make me probably slower. I will be having a few whiskeys. So maybe that will help get me a little more into the zone. Let's see. You know, the whiskeys make you like a little bit more brave. Maybe, you know, risk more.
I'm going to make it my life mission right now. I'm telling you this right now, that I'm going to save up money so I can go to Spain next year.
Okay.
And I want to go with you to these meetings.
Okay, for sure.
I don't know if I'm going to play, because I don't know how to play it. I barely know how to use a computer now, but
right.
I want to feel. I want to see.
Well, how
maybe
about this?
Maybe gets me into
I'll double it up. Not only will I take you to these meetings with my private club, but I will also take you to the stores where all the other nerds are, so that you can really get a picture of the community.
Okay. I need to feel the. I need to see and feel the nerds in Spain. Yeah,
and smell them.
I feel that the smell might be worse than it what is. I've experienced.
It's pretty bad, the smell.
In Spain, do they have this, let's say in the mall, I don't know, a local where you can, a store or a place where you can go and have gaming computer sessions?
Yeah, they
you can game with your
in
with
the
your
mall, a mall near me, they have that. And there's also places that aren't in a mall that have these. And there's also ones actually near one of these card game stores where they have old arcade machines. And it's a bar. So you can buy beers and then you play your arcade games. So I want to go to those too. I like retro, old school games. So I'll take you there as well.
Damn. And karaoke. I haven't forgotten about that.
Well, you know me. When I get a few drinks in me, I end up in a karaoke bar. So, of course, I got to get you there. But you got to come for like a minute. You got to stay in Madrid for like 2 weeks, maybe. So we can really
I'll stay for a month.
Oh, stay for a fucking month. And then we can really get the experience going. Hopefully, I'll have a job by then. And then I can have a little bit more money to do
the
all these activities.
If you have a job, then we can't hang out.
Yeah, that's true.
So, fuck the job.
Who needs a job? Okay. No, that sounds fire. Let's definitely do that. Let's start planning.
Only, Only if I get to spend 24/7 with you.
Yeah, that's the only way we're going
to
do.
Meaning I need to stay in your house because...
Yeah, you're going to stay right... We have a room right there as for you. So, no problem. All right, all right.
I'm down, Skis. I'm down to play the game, to partake in the Caesar salad competition.
Okay.
And visit all these places that, you know, make you... You know,
yeah, I know. I'll give you the full adventure. You'll meet all the nerds. I want to know what people think. Is this like a cool game? Do you think I'm getting into? Do you play the game? Are there other hobbies that you think when you're nearing 40, you know, you should get into? Is it okay to do it with the devil's lettuce or something that I should continue to steer away from? Although, you know, I'm not doing it daily anymore, but, you know, every once in a while. And yeah, hopefully we can have Chef Maurice next year here physically for a month and we can do like a whole thing, you know, even cooking shows and everything. So let's make that happen. Chef Maurice, it's your birthday, so go have fun. I'll let you go so you can have a nice dinner, have your little wine bottle that you got. And I'll send you all the love. And everybody at home, please subscribe. We're on every platform, all of them, so I won't mention them. Take care, drink water. And, you know, when you drink whiskey, just drink it with water. It's a lot more healthy.